Santa Barbara Association for Women in Communications hosted the 10th Annual Women of Achievement Awards. KCSB's Nkechi Ikem has the story.
This past Friday, the Association for Women in Communication, the Santa Barbara chapter, held its 10th annual Women of Achievement Awards luncheon. This luncheon, two women were honored for their contributions to the Santa Barbara community, Patty D. Dominic and Mayor Helene Schneider. Patty D. Dominic is the CEO of the business consulting firm D. Dominic & Associates. In 2015, she received a Lifetime Achievement Award from President Barack Obama. Helene Schneider is the mayor of Santa Barbara and has been serving as our mayor for about 8 years. The luncheon started with an opportunity for attendees to network, followed by lunch. A poet introduced both of the women to the stage with a special poem dedicated to their work, and each honoree spoke about themselves and the advice they would give to fellow women. Here is Mayor Helene Schneider sharing her 8 tips to success.
This organization is such an important one. It showcases the many ways effective communication techniques and how our mastery of them becomes part of who you are as a leader. And as this event over the years has demonstrated, there's a whole lot of ways to communicate. It's not just giving a speech, although that's a big part of it. There's poetry, there's publishing investigative journalism and weekly written commentary. There's speaking out over the radio, on the TV waves, singing it out, tweeting and other social media, and voting, of course, is another way of communication. But obviously, speaking in front of an audience is a big deal, and it does help get your message out. And yet, I know many people who would really, really rather not do that, right? The saying that I'd rather be dead than give a speech in front of folks, or as they say, I'd rather be the one in the coffin than the one giving the eulogy. Not a good scenario. So what I thought I would do in my few minutes here is give some tips of what I've used over the years. Running for political office and serving as an elected official, you do get a lot of opportunities to speak in front of an audience. Most of them are friendly, some not so much. And there have been rallies, lots of rallies, especially lately. Being on a panel, on a political forum, public hearings, lots of public hearings. But I will say at City Hall, during those public hearings, really what I say is minimal compared to listening to the staff reports, listening to public comment, getting a sense from my colleagues where they are on the issue, trying to get to consensus. And it's really at the end that I try to communicate something into consensus. And that part is really very important too. The body language you have up on the dais, how the whole scene works is really very important. Your facial expressions. You can ask Paul Wellman from The Independent. He sometimes captures that a little too carefully sometimes. But when it comes to my time to vote on the matter, I think it's also important to explain the why behind my decision, not just the yay or the nay. And explaining the why can be powerful. It can also help you move beyond the topic at hand onto the next thing, into empowerment and outcomes. So, as was mentioned, I'm finishing my second 4-year term as mayor, and it's been a thrilling, challenging, and honor to be Santa Barbara City Mayor. So I thought for today I'd give you briefly 8 communication tips I've learned during this time. So number one, know yourself and know your audience. Be in charge of yourself, be in charge of your audience. At various events or things going around the table, we ask, give your name and your title. And sometimes I'm Helene Schneider, I'm the mayor. And you just say it like you mean it, right? And you own that title. And it doesn't have to just be the mayor, it could be whatever role you're in. I'm your boss. I'm your candidate for an interview for political office. I'm the expert in whatever it is that you're working on. That's really very important to own that and set that tone. Charge of yourself, be in charge of your audience. Number two, be consistent. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Speaking out of both sides of your mouth will bite you every time. It might not happen right away, but it will eventually. And that doesn't mean you can't change your mind on an issue. That's, you get the opportunity to explain the why if you want to change your mind, and hopefully that will help people, if not agree with you, at least respect and understand where you're coming from. Number three, just show up. It's amazing how many things show up on the calendar. I get requests, I'm like, really? They want me to do that, or I should show up to this? And it showing up in and of itself is a way of showing support. It's a form of communication of saying, I am part of this togetherness, this group, whatever the issue is. And sometimes showing up to something might lead to the next thing. And had you not shown up, you would have lost that opportunity. Number four, they don't have the script. That's Perry mentioned that in the poem that was Peter Carvel, my drama teacher in high school, when you're on stage saying, you know, if you mess up your lines, they're not sitting there with the screenplay right there or the script. And if you tell them that you messed up your lines, well, then they'll know. But if you just work it, you know, fake it till you make it or whatever your phrase is, and you make it happen and you get back on track, they'll just think that's part of the story. So they don't have the script. Number five, nobody likes a grumpy mayor, especially the grumpy mayor. I just said just show up, but sometimes to understand your own limitations and to take and self-care and take care of yourself. Sometimes I hit a wall and I'm like, I gotta go because nobody likes a grumpy mayor. One example I'll give, my first year as mayor during Old Spanish Day's fiesta, I went to everything. I mean, everything. And it was fun, really fun. Viva la fiesta, wearing polka dots, doing the whole thing. I mean, it was, you know, but by the Saturday morning Kiwanis pancake flipping thing at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, I was just wiped out. I was done. And I'm standing there with my little apron and these two people that I know come up and they said, you know, Mayor, we were marshals at the parade yesterday and we got a parking ticket. You know, and what's up with that? We were working, and I was just tired. I'm like, viva la fiesta. And I knew the moment I said it, I'm like, oh, that wasn't good. It was not good. A week later, a letter in the local paper shows up. That mayor doesn't care about us and volunteering. This is what she did. I'm like, oh, God. But what I did do by listening to them was make sure now during the fiesta parade, you won't get a parking ticket if you park on the street. You know, that we will waive the 90-minute or 75 minutes in the street. So I learned something from that. Number six, it's all about the hair. I can't tell you how many times my hair has been talked about. I just got it done today, actually, this morning on purpose, but yeah. But should she straighten it? Should it be shorter? Should it be done? And again, I get it. We, especially as women in a powerful role or in a leadership role, have to look powerful, and that is not the norm in a lot of cases. And I say then use that to your advantage. When I did run for Congress, I was the only woman running in the primary, and you look at the line of the candidates, and I made sure I had the brightest blue jacket I could. My hair was down and not, I mean, you know, it made a difference, and it was one of those little things that you can take as an example of your authenticity and your originality and use that to your advantage. So own it. Number seven, you've got to lose to know how to win. 70s song, not an 80s song, it's Aerosmith. Right? The point of this tip for me is to remind me to keep on speaking truth to power, even when that truth is hard to hear, even when you're not in the majority of an issue, but it's representing something important that must be said. The fear factor is a big barrier, I know, that stops people from pursuing a strong interest or saying something controversial. When I find myself in that position, I ask myself, what's the absolute worst thing that could happen? And in the role of politics, in the elected role, sometimes the answer is I could lose the vote, I could lose an ally, I could lose a donor, I could lose the election. And if that's the case, then the question really is, why are you doing this work in the first place? If I stifle or censor myself out of fear of failure or fear of losing, then really what's the point of being in this position in the first place? Doesn't the path of doing something important, of accomplishing something meaningful, require the risk? Isn't the risk worth it? And I've also found that the anticipation of what could go wrong is usually worse than the actual loss itself. And the last one, I'll keep on the Aerosmith theme, dream on, dream on. Dream on, dream until your dreams come true. Success in doing so requires us to say it, to transform a thought into words, to communicate those words into action. Realizing one's dreams can create incredible outcomes. Stretching yourself towards becoming your best self is what helps us reach our full potential. And how amazing is that? So dream it, say it, communicate it, realize it.
I spoke to her afterward to get her thoughts on the importance of holding luncheons like this to recognize women in the industry.
Okay, so we are here at the 10th Annual Women of Achievement Awards Luncheon, and I am here with Mayor Helene Schneider, and she is going to be honored. How do you feel about being honored here?
I'm honored to be honored. This is such a great organization. I've been to this event in my capacity as mayor to give recognition to the past honorees, and to be able to be connected to such an amazing group of women is a pleasure, and I'm very excited about today.
Why do you think your peers wanted to award you? What contributions do you think you've given to Santa Barbara?
Well, yeah, you know, as mayor, you are the head person of a city. And I think they had a CEO kind of theme, communications, empowerment, and outcomes. And with both Patty DeDominick and I, we've been able to be in charge of our domain, whatever that domain is. And communication is a very big part of that. And I think that's part of the theme that they're trying to move forward, to take ownership of the position you're in and use communication skills to move it forward.
And it's great that you're being honored during the 10th annual luncheon. What is the importance of these luncheons, especially such a woman-centered space? What are the importance of those kind of spaces in today's world?
Well, first off, it's a great networking opportunity. There's people that I see throughout the year, but to have us all come together, the energy in the room at these events are always spectacular. And I always learn something every year from the honorees, from the announcers, even the people who make the introductions, and just to make those connections. I think a big part of what we need to do in Santa Barbara, especially as women, is connect the dots and make sure that everyone, you can learn from each other and build from each other's ideas and capacities, and this is just one of those great times of the year to do so.
Awesome. And last question, any guesses for who will be honored during the 11th annual luncheon?
I have no idea, but like I said, you know, some great friends and people I've looked up to for many years were past honorees, and just the ability to be listed in a group with them has been an honor in itself. So it's a great alumni group, and I look forward to knowing who my next classmates will be in the future.
I also spoke to Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, who attended the event and gave a speech of her own. She told me the ways in which women are specifically discriminated against in the workplace.
So what's important about having a women achievement luncheon like this?
Well, you know, it's so difficult for women to break into a number of industries and to be leaders in those industries, and communications, frankly, has been one of them. So to honor women, to acknowledge our achievements, I think is both very empowering and reinforcing of the importance of having women in important areas like communications, like the media, to get the word out to our brothers and sisters, and to young people, to set an example and to be able to communicate how important it is to have women in these positions and in positions of leadership.
What are some of the barriers that women face in the workplace, in science and tech and communications? Why do we need to congratulate women when they do good things?
Well, there are a number of reasons, not the least of which is that there is both explicit and implicit biases that we see more and more involving the mindset that particularly men have about the roles that women have. We've seen very recently, for example, some of our women leaders in Washington, D.C., who have been elected the same way their male colleagues, and yet are frequently interrupted and marginalized when, of course, their points of view and their ability to speak should be no less significant, no less important than our male counterparts. So part of this is education. Part of it is informing both men and women of that bias. Some of it, as I said, is not intentional, but sort of cultural. And we've got to change those patterns. We've got to change that because women are in the workforce. Women are as qualified, as competent, as capable as our male counterparts. And we need to be able to demonstrate that. And events like this are a way to make that happen.
Both Patty DeDominick and Mayor Helene Schneider received the honor for this 10th Annual Women of Achievement Luncheon. Past honorees include journalist Anne Louise Bardock and Sarah Miller-McCoon, owner of Sage Publications. KCSB News was a media sponsor of this event. For KCSB News reporting, I'm Nkechi Ikem.